I immediately regret not doing more prep for this.
Why is that?
It just a wave of fear hits you. Like, the instant you look at that outline, you're like, why did I think that was enough? It's not enough. It'll never be enough. I don't know. I think we'll be okay. But you never want to figure that out on the fly. You never want to be 50 minutes into the episode thinking, whew, we made it.
Isn't that how you are?
Oh, yeah. No, it's rare that we got it just jam-packed because so much of what we do is just we can get a topic snowballing, if you will. So you try to lob like three or four pretty good ones that the snow, if you will, might grasp hold to. And then you realize you're just chucking like hot coals that burn their way right down the hill in record time. And you're just done. And enough of that crap metaphor. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined today by Mark Misla. There we go. We got it right. Mark is a good dude. He's been on the show a couple times before. And if you haven't heard him, just go back through all the old episodes. Why wouldn't you want to listen to this? It ages like fine wine. In no way do I get embarrassed hearing myself behind a mic even 2 years ago when I sounded like both a eunuch and an incompetent.
You probably don't even listen to you.
To my own shows?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Like, I've listened maybe, this is not a joke, I have listened to maybe half of two episodes, and it was like a two-year gap. Like one time when I naively thought I was going to parlay this into an actual like starting radio gig, like I would be able to host based on the strength of a podcast. Like I listened then looking for highlights, found none, and just kind of got pissed. I was like, you're too low energy and there's too many pauses. And that's all I've ever tried to work on. If anyone ever wants to know how to be decent at radio, be high-ish energy. At least don't be, lackadaisical or lackadaisical, however you pronounce that word.
Second way, I think.
Lackadaisical, sure.
Lackadaisical.
That sounds nice. I like that. And don't pause much. Unless, you're FDR and you've got the lap blanket and the bad spine. He could pull off a pause. Churchill could pull off a pause. You can't pull off a pause when no one's looking at you. And it's just, it's like the end of The Sopranos. It's, did my unit break? What's going on?
It's all blank.
Yeah. Keep thinking of things to say and keep saying it. That's why I'm going to say in Papa's Basement. That's the show's website. You go there for my writing as well as all the contact information. New episodes every Monday and every Thursday of the show. And again, everything social media related, our Facebook link, facebook.com/Papa's Basement. Go there to get updates whenever we change the site. Whenever I get bored and I see a picture of a cat doing something human, that'll go up there. Love me a good silly cat photo or otherwise humorous picture. And find us on iTunes. Cannot say that enough. iTunes, go find Papa's Basement. Not in Papa's Basement. That'll take you to Jack Crapville. But just type in Papa's Basement, those two words, with the apostrophe. Subscribe to the podcast. You'll get two a week, unless I screw up and don't get you one. But usually two a week, damn it. Oh, and at Papa's Basement. I do a lot of work on Twitter. That is my social media site of choice.
Do you tweet often?
I used to tweet a lot, dude. I'm not kidding. There was a time I put out, and I'm not saying this because it's mine, because Lord knows I love a good self-deprecate. I don't think that's a word, but I love to crap on myself. There was a time I was putting out comedic gold on Twitter, and then I just got burned out. I was like, you know what? S my dad says, that happened once. It ain't happening again. Stop pissing away good lines.
I just feel like it's such a waste of time to use Twitter, but you need it.
Well, they just introduced apparently DMing direct messaging pictures, which is huge because in my day, I was quite the Twitter whore, like where just chicks would be like, the show is funny and you're funny. And within five texts, it's like, here's my number. Nice. I want to see you in the stirrups. Nice. And now you don't even have to jump to the phone. Not that there was ever like a trust issue and you couldn't make that leap, but now you... Anthony Weiner, dude, he could have, like, been safe. You can now send pictures via DM. He doesn't have to be like, my account was hacked. Don't you love that? How everyone's like, my account was hacked. Why is the hacker immediately their goal is to put your genitals onto your Twitter account? Why isn't it like, I want your credit card number off your phone?
Where would they even get the picture of the genitals?
Yeah, exactly. Like that little Haley chick from Paramore. She pulled out her little vampire tits and tweeted a picture of that and immediately was like, I was hacked. I forget which football player about a month ago, black dude, shocker, in the NFL, I know. He tweeted his hog and immediately deleted it. And his girlfriend had to go on. It wasn't even him. His girlfriend goes on and says, my boyfriend's account was hacked. Can't you people show some respect? God. It was a great day for me. It's the first time I've seen a black hog I hang bigger than. It was awesome. That guy was all head. There was not a lot of stem on that mushroom.
You feel like you're in that upper echelon now, huh?
No. I mean, I just feel like I got an example that I could be. You know, I probably hang better than, like, Jaleel White, too. Maybe. I don't know. He's a skinny dude. Like, when he was Stefon Urkel, I bet he had a bigger one than me. But Steven Urkel, I bet I had a bigger one than.
Fair enough.
That's my rationale there. The machine not only transmogrified his personality, it swapped his genitals. A la The Fly, the black, telepods.
Black men's hogs.
Yeah, of course. That should be like the subtitle of this podcast. Who isn't fascinated by
and
that
you were
subject?
Concerned where we're gonna fill the time.
There's 10 minutes right there. I'm typing that in right now. You can now DM pics on Twitter. The problems that it could have solved for Anthony Weiner, etc.
I just feel like it takes so much time to tweet stuff, man. Then you get in these long conversations and battles with people.
Well, that's
like,
the trick. Ignore just everyone. Just put your crap out, and then whatever people say to you, just favorite it. They're looking for you to either find it was funny or find, you know, be offended by it. And if they're looking to piss you off, it's hilarious when you just favorite it. Like, some people will be like, dude, you're not that funny. I hope you know that. And I just favorite it. I never talk to them. And it's hilarious. And then if someone says something funny or they're trying to be, if they say something funny, you want to actually favorite it. And if they didn't say it, they were trying. Don't you give gold stars literally for effort? Is that not like what kindergarten is?
For 6-year-olds, we're adults.
That's all we are.
That's what happened to society.
We still just want to play doctor under the table and then eat cookies and take a nap.
I would love nothing more than to play doctor right now with that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Take a nap afterwards.
Yeah, if you listen to Papa's Football Podcast, the skinny girl with the weirdly big jugs is still recording next to us, and life is still good. God bless you, Wednesday evening recording sessions. I need more of you.
You have such a better view.
Well, yeah.
I'm staring at the guy in the rugby shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
You get sweater puppets over there.
You've got, oh, God. You got Tony Siragusa behind the mic. I mean, you got tits to stare at, too. Just not the right kind. With those pokey man nipples pointing at that 45 degrees downward angle. Oh, my Lord.
I wonder if they're pierced. All right. I digress.
His. I'm now picturing Vito from The Sopranos.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what. Yeah. Don't tell nobody, Sal. I
forgot.
Don't you tell nobody. Oh, the best scene ever. What's it going to take to buy you a drink, sweetie? Vito, you are an effing fag?
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Forgot about that.
Oh. I've seen that episode like twice in the last day. It's how I go to sleep. Allison is gone, by the way, for the time being. Last week, Allison was also missing, and I lied and said it was because she, like, lost her voice to salivary cancer. There's something equally hijinks-erific. She's fine, people. No one actually bought that, by the way, which really broke my heart. No, it was great. I had this whole joke constructed where I was like, they used segments of her voice the same way that they took old episodes of Ebert's show to give him a speaking spell that sounded like him. I was like, she's lucky she did the podcast because they were able to do that for her. And I was like, you'll hear her in 2 weeks and she'll be back and you'll never be able to tell that she's just typing on her speaking spell. I thought it was a great little bit. But Allison's gone again, and this is going to sound like a joke, a bad one, because it's on this program, but a joke nonetheless. I swear this is real. About 2 months ago, she came in. Like, Allison's big thing, she walks in, her contributions to the show, she hates current events. Those are, quote-unquote, gay to Allison. But, yeah, exactly. It kind of limits what you can do for show prep.
Fair enough.
Yeah. We have to look at, like, eternal struggle themes in mankind.
She better be a good look, man.
Allison's good people. I not my
I see
not
that.
My cup of tea.
See what you did there.
Yes. So she brings in the question, would you date someone? And not like someone you've been with a while and they go through this ordeal, but someone off the bat who's like, look, I've had a colostomy. Like, I crap into a bag into my stomach. Or, yeah, from my stomach. I got that out soon enough. People got what I was going for. And she was shocked that overwhelmingly, like, people were just like, nah, I'm sorry, I couldn't abide by that. Even I'm accepting of some interesting things, shall we say. I could not handle that, sir.
I mean, I can't either. I would never.
Especially, apparently, the bag's see-through for safety's sake. That's what really got me. Like, if I could just pretend it was like a big toothpaste tube filling up.
Pillow?
Yeah, exactly. I would maybe, like, just get a sock puppet and slide that over the bag, and then it would be, like, staring at me facing downward, and that would take away some of the evil. But she was just flabbergasted, to quote Tiki Barber, that no one was down for this. Which, think of all that could go wrong. If you're really getting into it, just imagine doggy style. That's it. Not any other position. Missionary, you'd be looking down at the bag. Imagine doggy style. And at every pound, both her jugs are flying and the bag
but
is
know,
whipping back and forth. All three in unison.
You'd feel better about anal.
You know what?
It's got to be cleaner.
You're right. You could give her anal lingus and then kiss your infant on the eyeball. It wouldn't matter.
No pink eye.
Nothing's doing. That thing is clean like a Barbie out of the box.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? You're on to something there. Point statement, as we said in forensics.
That's interesting. I would never. That thought never crossed my mind, but no, I wouldn't, because I wouldn't want to have to take care of that person. I mean, what if you're just banging him and then you're taking a
censored
like
whatever? Fine, it's a dirty episode. Or, you know what? Hold
sorry.
On. I'll star that. We'll go back and fix that, I suppose.
Oh, we're not cursing this one.
You know what?
Sorry,
I'm trying to think if we'll. No. I'll have fresh episodes by then. You can be dirty if you want. If you're having fun with it, go for it.
Sorry, I just yeah. I mean, if you're in a you know, in and you, it just leaks out, right? It's not like they control it like we control it.
No, I believe it's, this is going to sound weird, I think it's like when you fill a balloon with helium and they just have that nozzle you tilt to the side almost like it's whipped cream. I think they have like a little spigot and then they just screw the bag into their spigot and then the spigot just runs. Like to me, it's if you remember the machine that they fed RoboCop out of and you just you open the little slat and this brown paste just leaks out continuously. That's what I picture the side of a colostomy bag person looking like.
I'm going to Google that when I get home, just so you know.
I mean, after you've put it to your chick, I hope, because you're not going to be able to function if you do that first. Have your dinner before you have your dessert, sir.
Fair enough.
Sustenance before pleasure. So it's Allison against the world, Allison and this one other guy. One other guy in the entire world, because she loves to screw off online and talk to 6 trillion dudes online. If you're talking to Allison online, guess what? You're not the only one. This isn't being said for comedic effect. Wise up now. Don't send her money. Just don't. She could use it. Just don't. One other guy is like, I'm cool with the colostomy. Whatever. And you know what? I'm not joking. This dude, she has flown to New York. Again, this is the structure of Allison's friendships. I don't get why you fly. I don't know how close they are. They could have been really close for years. This dude's getting his intestines yanked and getting a little slurpy spigot put in next to his lungs. And she's there to like chill with the guy for the first couple of days. Like she's a registered nurse or something or other.
Okay, so she understands that.
I think she's like the bad kind of nurse that doesn't make a lot of money.
Like they change old people's diapers?
Like a bed person. Yeah, a bedpan nurse.
Gotcha.
I don't think she's like the syringe nurse. I could be wrong on this.
I didn't know there's multiple nurses.
Well, all nurses other than Allison make money. So I'm guessing she's like a special kind of nurse. she's just poor nurse. That's what it says on her badge.
Poor nurse.
Yeah. So she is spending time with the one dude who said he'd do colonoscopy not colonoscopy. That's when the camera in the butt.
Colostomy.
Colostomy. Gosh, so many words in the English language. I hate it.
It's hard to pick one that you need, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's only one word that defines it.
They all deal with the butt. It's all confusing. And this guy is getting the exact procedure performed upon him. It's just a horrible coincidence.
So you have no idea if she knows this guy or she just met him on some social networking.
I mean, I'm not going to throw Allison under the bus much because she's not here to defend herself. And Lord knows for years I was just deep in screwing off online. Twitter especially, just screwing off online, dealing with women, 90% of whom I would never meet in person because they're like, hey, if you ever come to Texas, this is what you get to jizz all over. But, well, guess what? I'm not coming to Texas. But the offer is sincerely appreciated. Thank you very much. Please and thank you. I think Allison just lives like in the sticks of West Virginia right now. She's a bad living situation. And she loves just dicking off online. Not promoting the show much online anymore. Just Tinder. If you've ever dealt with Tinder, it's like a iPhone hot or not program that doubles as a dating site thing. Nice. You're just like, oh, you're within 20 miles of me and I'd pork you. And you just hit yes or no or yes or no. She loves her Tinder. There's, I think, Voxer, where you just send voicemails to each other through a program.
I'm not good with all that stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure Facebook and Twitter she meets people through. She just loves keeping up with folks. So is this someone she actually knew for a prolonged period of time or just someone that started DMing her now secret hog pics 2 days ago? I'm not sure.
You should check to see if she's still alive.
Oh, she is, because okay. All she's doing is posting on Facebook the entire time she's helping this guy.
She's going to add, she's going to be one of those people that you block. I see it coming.
I mean, I'm fine with it. It's Allison. I can't really hide Allison from the feed. That could create some static, as it were, if we were talking as rappers circa 93. But it's weird, man. I wish that guy had been like, no, I'd never do one of those people, and I only sleep with tens. And then maybe, like, a rock could fall on his face, and he'd get plastic surgery to be beautiful, like Mo Sizlak.
Mo Sizlak.
Mo Sizlak. It's always funnier when you get Mo's last name in there.
Sizlak. I didn't even know that was his last name.
Yep. His ancestors were bartenders to the Tsar. There's your trivia for the day.
Where'd you find that out?
He said it in an episode. I believe the Flaming Mo episode. Which I haven't seen in 10 years, and yet I can recollect that fact. Like,
jeez.
Yeah. Can't really recall. I'm still going to say colonoscopy. It's colostomy. I can't recall a word I said 10 minutes ago, but I can tell you the ethnicity of Mo Sizlak. He gives and he takes, Mark. He gives and he takes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Look at Rain Man. So I'm not only out Allison, who I had to pick up. That's the real downside. Doing the show with you is fine because you don't require a meal bribe like Allison does each time she comes and does it. I mean, she's driving again like over an hour, so the least I can do is feed her, but it adds up. Like every time we do the show, it's like 20, 25 bucks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Where are you taking her?
Like just a little cava over here, Chipotle. That's closer to like 15 bucks and stuff, but still every week that out of your backside, it's not fun.
I agree.
For a show that makes me no money?
I agree with you.
Yeah, you're talking like a K at the end of the year for food. Do that math. So I not only had to wake up at like 7 to take her to the airport for all of this, but I'm now dealing with my car, the 07 Elantra, a.k.a. the Poonmobile, for those asking. That one, I don't know how dead it is or not. I'm going to give you the rundown. You are like in car sales, so I'm guessing you know mechanically something about cars as well.
I did car sales a long time ago.
Oh, what are you in now? What are your
home improvement sales?
Home improvement sales. All right. But you know cars.
I do.
You seem like a car guy.
Somewhat.
All right. I'm going to give you this scenario. Maybe I can, you'll tell me this went down and then I can sue and make a lot of money.
And we're going to split it.
Yeah. I'm finder's fee. So about 3-4 months ago, my car would just randomly knock. Like, for a split second, it felt like all drive was gone from the car. And then it would immediately come back. Now, to the layman, you would think, what is going bad in your car? Fill in the blank.
Tranny?
Transmission, yes. Not my transvestite. Oh, transmission.
Transmission.
Not my TV. That's my reward after the show. I'm not really into those. I just listen to too much Jim Norton, damn it. Jim Norton is so into them that he almost makes you want to be into transvestites and transsexuals. Can't do it, though.
There's that place in Tyson that's got them all for you. What's
really?
It called now? Used to be E-Cities a while ago.
There's like a tranny place?
Oh, yeah.
Really, a bar?
Yeah. It's called Iris Lounge, I think, now. It's off Tycho Road right there in Tyson's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man.
That is some place to take someone who doesn't know where they're going.
I take all my friends there.
That is hilarious. Oh, that is bad. Oh, and they can just recreate a train spotting on you. Oh, man. Pulling a Begbie.
They do not like me after I get there.
So, as I die of consumption, too. I take it to the transmission place because it gets progressively worse to the point one time I seem locked in like third gear or some crap. Like my RPMs are way high driving down the highway. And there I get an engine light for maybe 7 hours, take it to the auto shop, get it diagnosed, write it down in the meantime. I bring it in, the light's gone, but they're like, well, that light says your transmission solenoid coils are bad. It's 500 to replace those, plus your transmission fluid is filthy, and that's 250. I'm like, okay, look, I've slept on the maintenance for the one. 250 is fine. 500, I'll take it on the chin if it fixes this. 5 days, 10 days, everything's fine. All of a sudden, engine drops out again and does it a second time. And I'm like, son of a bitch, what is going on? I bring it right back. I'm like, all right, guys, you took a lot of my money. The least you're going to do is make sure this works. They go through the diagnostices, and they're like, dude, your transmission, it turns out, is fine. We think it's actually your computer crapping out.
But you just paid $750.
Yeah, I'm like,
to fix it.
Well, by the way, just for my own edification, does this mean I didn't need the $500 solenoid replacement? They're like, yeah. I almost respect them more for being honest. They did what they could without doing a lot of under-the-hood testing. Because I think the deal was, they're like, look, if we're testing everything, you're paying by the hour. So I probably would have been out like $150 for testing. They tested that thing half a day. When I got it back, I was like almost out of gas. So it was probably, it was rolling the dice. You know, it's like, look, if they blindly replace this without the testing and they get it right, I saved myself a bunch of money. Now I'm like, computer sounds expensive, except what computer's really in a car? It's not like they're shoving something good. It's the equivalent of like a first generation iPhone in there, if that. It's probably got like a 1 meg of RAM. It's got zilch. Turns out, I almost dropped the S-bomb. Holy crap, can the computer be expensive? Because now you're going through all sorts of new tests to see where the solder is broken on the motherboard or whatever the hell. It's horrible, dude. I just want to drive this car into the effing river.
Get rid of it. Dump it. Get a new one. Get Lexus.
I love the idea of driving this bitch into the damn ground.
That's what you've just done.
But it's only at $115,000.
That only? The second my car gets like $60,000, I traded in.
Yeah, I know. But you're like pimp like that. I'm the opposite. Like, I want this thing to beg for death.
Gotcha.
Like, I want it to just be doing I want it to be Jack Nicholson at the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Never saw it.
Where, like, I just, at the end, out of mercy, I put the pillow over its face. I'm like, you're done now, old friend. And I send it off to the heavens. If you want to know how pissed I am about this, I'm not joking. I was woken up from a dream at 7 a.m. by Allison was banging on my window to wake me up. My dream was the plot from Armageddon was real, and they blew up the asteroid. And I could see, like, the asteroid break into four chunks. Like, I was just watching it live from my front yard. And two of the four chunks just fell on my car and demolished it. Just put it, like, 20 stories into the ground. And I was like, yay, new car. I swear on all things holy, that was the exact moment Allison wakes me up where I'm wet dreaming about debris from the sky killing my car.
Well, what year did you say it was?
It's like 07. It's recently, it just had a tree fall on it, which is not an asteroid. So I had to put like $500 in it to, you know, get the hood pounded back out and cover the deductible.
You're not having that much luck, are you?
No, not really. Well, the last time I totaled a car, my old crappy Focus, it was roughly 500 miles after I got, like, new tires.
You know what? It happened to me on two different cars.
Really? Yeah. And you're like, can you pull the tires off? I'll take them back to Costco for trading credit. I'll buy a mess of chicken breasts.
Back when I was 16, 17 years old, I was like 17 or 18, I had a Ford Taurus, you know, the old school Ford Taurus.
Oh, the fleet car Taurus. Yeah.
And I had the stereo system in it, subs, JLR, you know, all that nice stuff mm-hmm. that, you know, I shouldn't have had.
In a Taurus,
because I didn't
yeah.
live in PG County.
Oh, yeah.
But I had it anyways.
The tinted windows.
And, like, literally, after I put all that in, I spent $1,000+ on it. 2 days later, totaled it. God, all. Yeah. But with that, I had the ability to take it out, thank God.
Yeah.
Your situation.
I don't know, man.
Did you get them, the tires?
Oh, new tires on this one?
No, did you get the tires back?
No, I just sent it to the, you know, the total ferry.
Pound.
Wherever it goes, yeah. And this one, it has cost a lot, and not through its fault. You know, not like mechanical failures, just a couple different times I've had to pay deductibles on damage. I've had random objects pop the tires a lot. The tires have died on this thing left and right through, like, crochet needles finding their way into them.
Are you joking about that?
No, like one time I was driving, and I'm not kidding, a bolt, like an 8-inch bolt. I don't even know what this would have fallen off of. Like the side of the Iron Giant went through my tire and just demolished it.
While you were driving?
Yeah. Like I just suddenly hear the of the object getting whipped around over and over. I'm like, what the F is this? I get out. There's a bolt. 5 inches of it are sticking out. And I pull out my bolt cutters and just clip it off and then, like, get the tire in my trunk. And when they, at the shop, pull it out for their own curiosity, there's, like, another 4 in the tire.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just massive. And the dude was like, the only thing I've seen bigger than that is one guy came in with, like, an entire, like, massive screwdriver that had somehow gotten into the tire. Like, the whole body of the screwdriver.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Wow.
I want my car to be happy. I just want to kill it in peace. Because cars, dude, are expensive now. Did I miss something? Like, even crap cars are expensive. Like, when I was last car shopping, a Civic was like 17K or some crap. They're like 22 now or something.
Yeah, but I mean, they come with a lot of new options now. Different things. Like, they all have Bluetooth in them because nobody can text and drive anymore. Like, some state or talk and drive, you know, like Maryland and... So I think they're just all putting a lot of standard features and they're just jacking up the prices.
Yeah, I just want one of those crappy ones that, like, they give to the Indians. Not the Redskins, you know, the dots.
Gotcha.
Like, the stuff they give to the third world. Like, I want one of those cars.
It's
like,
called a Corolla.
Yeah, I just want, like, a Ford Fiesta with a diesel engine.
Oh, man.
Like, I want 70 miles to the gallon and a window I hand roll.
Are you a Prius guy?
No, because I don't think that at the end of the day their math works out. I forget how long you have to own the Prius before the gas breaks even. And then I've heard, like, the battery.
7 years. It's 10 grand.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't last that long. Yeah. I'm not an environmental dude. I just want, like, sick gas mileage. Like, that's it, man. I don't care about my car. As long as it looks clean, I don't really care what make and model it is.
Really?
As long as it isn't shaped like a penis or something, like, embarrassing.
I would drive a penis-shaped vehicle, by the way.
Well, it could get you, like, mad laid.
Probably could. By the wrong
like the
sex.
Ambiguously gay duo's vehicle, yeah. You could drive it right up to that training club.
I'm a speed guy. I like to have speed, and I like to have luxury. So I always get a sports car or, like, a little small two-seater or four, something that's a four-seater, but
only, yeah, really you're my opposite. Well. I want a piece of crap I can just kill.
Not me. Got to have a nice car. Well, I used to spend a lot of my time driving around. That was my job, just driving around and going to people's houses and selling them things. So, that was my office.
Yeah.
That's how I sold it to myself.
Not bad. I mean, I'm sure the instant I actually taste good car, I'll be like, oh, this is awesome. I see what all the fuss is about. But I've known nothing but junk cars. Like, we used to just have horrible cars that would die nonstop in my family. So if I just have a car that's reliable, I'm like, this is living large.
It's great.
What more could you want?
The American dream.
Yeah. I would totally ditch this thing tomorrow if I could walk out and get, like, some new, even an Elantra, another Elantra, although I'm not really keen given how it's been going. But if I could get one, like, 17K.
Why don't you buy, like, a Toyota Corolla?
Are they that cheap, the Corollas?
I mean, well, I have a lot of connections to Toyota still, so I could probably get you something good.
Really? I'll look into, I think I'm going to cough up for the diagnostics on the computer. And if they're like, look, it's a couple hundred bucks to fix it, I'll say yes. If it's more than like 1,000, you're getting into...
My car's not worth that much.
Sayonara, pal. Well, I think currently my car's like 6K.
Oh, that's good.
Either three or six. I think six.
But if it's
big
six,
difference.
But if it's six and you buy $17,000 on the car, you're only financing 11 grand.
Yeah. Well, then... I'd pay outright. I got money to... Oh. I would just buy the damn thing.
Can I have some?
Yeah. I want to just... Because that was the best thing. When I got this Elantra, I think it was $9,800. And it was actually really cool, like just carrying wads of $100 bills around to purchase the damn thing.
So how you bought it? With cash?
Yeah. Well, it was like I got a cashier's check. And then the guy, we went to my bank to cash it on the spot, and I was just handing him stack after stack of hundreds.
Oh, you bought it from somebody, not a dealer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so technically, this dude, yeah, just drove off with like 10K in cash. Yeah, like Tony Montana making that first deal.
You should have.
Where Angel got chainsawed.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a famous line in that part scene, too. I forget what it was.
There's so many. You All have, right. I forgot, what's her name? Who's the ugly... Ugly, like Frankenstein lesbian looking bitch, Marta, the one that's on the bed.
Oh, with the shotgun?
Yeah, like a submachine gun. Like was Marta is just, yeah, on top of the pillow and screaming in Spanish, like, no muévete, or something like
she
that.
She was god awful.
Oh, Marta looks like a pit bull's ass. Yes. That is an ugly woman, that Marta.
God, that's such a good movie.
Hector the Toad.
How do you remember their names?
I love me. Some Scarface.
I mean, I've seen the movie 50 times. I don't pay attention to the people
Hector
that die.
Hector the Toad and Marta.
Wow.
And Angel dies. And I'm trying to remember who else. Who else we got?
At that scene or?
Well,
or
I don't.
The movie?
Well, no. There's Manny. There's Tony. There's Angel. And then there's the last guy who I don't remember his name in their party of four.
Yeah, who was that last guy?
I don't know. Don't know. He's the guy that when they give him his ID in Freedom Town, he goes like, woo-hoo-hoo!
Yeah,
like, look at his picture. It's the same guy.
God, what is his name?
I don't know. I want to look it up so badly.
I'm
going to
look it up right now.
His career went nowhere after that. Hell, Manny's career went nowhere after Scarface. Stephen Bauer.
Career except.
Well, Pacino was Pacino already.
Yeah.
But even Pacino, really, what did he do other than like Heat after Scarface?
I didn't even like Heat. That was the one with Robin. That was the one with
Robin Williams. Yes.
No. What's his name?
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro. That's
yes.
the same movie. Yeah.
Yeah. And Val Kilmer with his mutant elbow.
Yeah. Mutant elbow.
Yeah. He like apparently smashed his elbow doing a stage dive during The Doors, and it healed incredibly weird. Like it almost looks like he has an extra 3 inches of forearm that extends beyond the elbow.
So if you're looking at my elbow right now.
It's like he taped a flesh-colored tennis ball onto his elbow. God.
Yeah, but I mean, does it look like it, like almost like a T? You know what I'm saying? Does it come out like
it's
this?
It's more of
or
a
like
ball. It's literally like if you just scooted his arm out and let that fleshy ball of the elbow sit out.
I just want to poke it.
Yeah, there's just like two scenes in Heat. Like one where he's in the in Robert De Niro's awesome seaside place because her name's Charlene in the movie. What's her face? Ashley Judd has booted him for gambling too much. And he's waking up and he's like shaking his head, running his fingers through his hair. And you just see this horrible, like, donkey's ball sack on the edge of his elbow. Did you look it up?
This is hideous.
Yeah, look up Val Kilmer. Yeah.
Oh my
Val
God.
Kilmer elbow.
You described that to a T.
Yeah. Oh, it's just horrific.
Maybe golf ball. Not so much tennis ball, but still.
Yeah.
Like, how do you put your elbow down on your knee or on your chair?
It's permanent. It looks like the most grotesque swelling ever. And it's apparently just a broken bone that healed that poorly. What is this, Game of Thrones, where they shove the little crippled kid out the window? And, like, he has to get the big hulking retard to carry him around on his back? Like, can't we set a bone? This isn't the Civil War.
He can't get it fixed?
No, apparently that's it. That's elbow town for Val Kilmer. Unto the grave.
How long has he had that for?
The Doors, I think it was like 92.
Wow.
It's a long time. He has had a freak elbow.
It's used to. He's
and
used
they,
to
they
it
hide
now.
It in almost everything. Just Heat. Like, for whatever reason. And Michael Mann, who directed it, was right. I didn't notice it like the first 9 times I watched the movie. And then I'm just dicking off online. And every, you know, the internet, they notice whatever in terms of minutiae. they're just like, dude, check out his elbow. And so I finally like watched that scene intently. Oh my God, it's creepy.
You know what you're going to make me do now?
Watch Heat?
No, is now every time I see a picture of Val Kilmer, I'm always going to look at
the
elbow.
Look for his weenus. Deep Isn't back. That what we say on the playground? Weenus means the skin on your elbow. Well, Val Kilmer's got one massive swollen weenus.
We never heard that. You
really?
Heard that.
Oh, yeah. And the dork is whale penis and stuff like that. I think these are weirdly
true. Dude was a hair on an elephant's butt. That's the one that I remember.
Oh, yeah. I heard horse, according to my playground. We should go to war on this one.
You're running with the wrong crowd, buddy.
That elbow, man. I got no way to segue into the next thing I want to talk about, by the way.
I went to school with a lot of Africans. That's why it was elephant.
Oh, really?
too much?
Like, actually from Africa, not black kids. No ancestral memory.
They were still black.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, I feel like such a piece of crap because are you a pet owner?
No.
Have you ever been?
I have.
Okay.
Does fish count?
No. I mean, it's not weird like a reptile, but it's just not a real pet. It's like a gerbil.
I mean, it's not to feed them. But no, I'm not a real pet owner.
You have to feed a plant.
Fair enough.
A pescatarian can eat a fish and a vegetable and nothing else, so it's not a real pet.
Okay.
I got two cats around the house, man. A brother and sister, like a year old. And the girl cat has these little viper teeth. Are you getting a good look at those, by the way?
Oh, I'm sorry, man.
She just lives to stretch her arms above her head. It's like she's holding a beach ball.
Can you actually
at all times
see me looking at her?
I mean, I can catch her eyes. You know, it's just, it's funny. Like, she doesn't have the biggest ones, but good God, she just wants to play like, do it. Just do the ogling. Mark is just facing almost away from me as we record the show and just looking at this girl now, because why the hell not?
I'm sorry. I mean,
yeah, really, you're cute. Why would you stare at me or a pair of jugs?
I mean,
and this girl loves to show them off. Like, whatever she's got, she loves pushing them out there.
Just put like $100 bill on the window and
just
kind of did this.
You know what? Just beat a load on the window. Just say, this is love. This is love, honey. So I got two cats, a boy and a girl, brother and sister. The boy is fine for the most part when it comes to chewing on crap. The girl is like a dog. And her specialty is headphone wires, which I learned the hard way for the third time today.
Oh, dagger.
Like, she ate, and you know how your iPhone comes with like a $50 pair of headphones if you want to replace them?
Yeah.
She ate those. She just gnawed it. And I mean, in 3 seconds, snip, snip, snip. And I picked them up. I'm like, what the mother F happened to this?
I would have killed a cat.
I let it slide that time. I just screamed at her. The second time, I'm playing Xbox. And I have like a tool. I have my headphones plugged into my remote. I'm not really talking to anyone. I've never done that to this day. But my friend and I, this is the extent of what I use my Xbox Gold for. We send each other voice messages once every 20 minutes. Like, hey, I saw you died here. And he would just taunt me with that over and over. She hops in my lap, gets up. I put down my control. She severed the wire while sitting in my lap. Like, I'm petting her head. I must have looked up to play the game, and she just goes, which drives me. And again, I feel like such a piece of crap. I love this animal. I'm not like some sadist where, you know, it's a predictor that I'm going to become a serial killer when I'm grown up.
Did you touch the cat?
Well, I took the headphone wire and touched her with across her back a couple times because I don't know what else to do. I scream at her, but she doesn't learn. So I spent like half hour putting headphone wires in front of her, and the instant she touched him, I would just shriek at her and take a swipe, you know, trying to miss, but just scaring it.
Well, you're going to hate what I have to say about that.
Okay. This is the final thing. So my friend, he just got an Xbox. I wanted to give him a pair of headphones. I have a spare lying around. I drop him off, go to the car to take, put whatever I had in my hands, I think the laptop for the radio show, in the car, come back. They're severed, 3 different pieces. I just take them, I chuck them at the cat, and I feel like such a piece of crap. I'm beating up an 8-pound animal. Not really beating it, but just giving it a couple smacks. But even that, like, can you imagine something that was like 700 pounds and 20 feet tall saying, I just gave John a couple of smacks? Whatever it is, it's going to hurt like a mother, and I feel like junk. But what else do I do?
This goes back to my deep-seated hatred for felines. Get rid of them. Become a dog owner.
I've had dogs in the past.
Switch,
man,
to the dark side.
I don't really care. Like, dogs are just more work. I'm fine with the dog's temperament. It's just that, like, dogs need to be bathed. They need to be walked. And, like, if you don't do that, they stink up your house like crazy.
I've never owned a cat, so I can't really comment on that. I don't even know if they pay attention. Can they even learn?
Yeah.
Do they figure out patterns? Like,
I mean, they're not going to just come running. Well, it depends. The one comes running when I call his name. It's hilarious. Like, I can do, and he'll just run from most places in the house. Now, a dog, usually if it's sleeping, especially the one dog I had, when it got older, if it was sleeping, it wouldn't come if you called its name. So it pretty much became more or less a cat.
Fair enough.
In its elder years. They show a lot of love. Like, they follow me around the house and stuff. We got them young, so they got, like, imprinted on me, I guess.
Fair
so
enough.
They're very loving, but it's still not a dog, yeah, where you're just like, you come here from the living room.
I love dogs. It's like, yeah, a good girlfriend. They just listen.
Yeah, they hop on. Well, what's the meme that's making the rounds lately? Like, men are like dogs. We have no idea why you're mad, and we're always happy to see you. Or something like that. The talking men and women. I don't know. I butchered that so bad.
I don't know
how you can butcher a meme, but I just did it. With a plum.
You know what memes I love more than anything are the rape sloth memes. Have you seen those?
The creepy whispering in the ear sloth, the blonde and blue lady.
Yeah.
Looks like Uma Thurman.
It does look like Uma Thurman.
It does, yeah. The quarter you see of her face. I don't understand how you discipline a cat. And I tried to watch. There's like a cat whisperer, a permutation of the dog whisperer, and you watch it for 5 seconds and you're like, I am not going to let this continue a second more. It's like this dude who's bald.
Oh, he has the goatee,
right? He's the goatee.
And the earrings.
Yeah, and yeah, he tries to be like a rocker. He's like, when I'm not rocking the stage, I'm rocking a litter box. When, you know, he's
sounds so dirty.
He marches around with a guitar case full of, like, crap he uses to teach cats.
Oh, my God.
It is, exactly. And you're like, you know what? There is someone who blows this man somewhere. I don't know if it's a man or woman, and I'm not saying that to insinuate anything. I just don't know which way he swings.
You sound so jealous right now.
There's just some guy. It's not jealous. It's more just like, it's the same way you see, like, a picture of an African kid, and he's got, like, flies buzzing around. You're like, that's happening somewhere. That's a real thing. That's exactly how I feel. Is the same test of faith when you're like, that dude, that piece of crap that we're all laughing at, someone at the end of the day unzips his cat piss smelling trousers and says, get that dick in my mouth, because I gotta have that.
I don't know anything about that guy. I know I've seen him on television once or twice. When I get to those pet shows, I don't stop on them.
They're bad. It's on Netflix. I don't watch cable randomly, like, at all. I was having this discussion with my brother the other day. Other than PTI, too many acronyms in sports. Other than PTI, I don't think I watch cable, really. Like, the AMC shows. But you can get those on iTunes. Walking Dead, Your Mad Men,
you
Breaking
pay for
Bad's
them on,
over.
You pay for them on iTunes?
If you want. I'm just saying, like, it beats paying $150 a month for cable. You get, like, a season pass for $35,
yeah,
and you own them for good. You can watch them 10 years later, like, at the touch of a button.
Yeah.
If you do the math, like, season passing everything you would watch, it's equivalent to maybe 2 cable bills.
It's a good deal.
It's really smart if you analyze it. I don't do it.
You just gave me the breakdown like it's something that you actively
do. No. I'm still dumb. I'm just like, oh, give me the bundle, landlines, and all other. Give me a biplane. That's as useful as a landline right now. A biplane and a gyroscope and an astrolabe so I can find my way home on the ship without following the North Star.
Do you ever use YouTube to figure out how to handle your pet?
No, because it just seems you scream at it and smack it, it'll have to learn, even if that didn't work.
Are you a Fancy Feast kind of guy? Do you get the Fancy Feast, put in that little crystal...
The goblet.
Goblet.
And a big puffy ding, white ding, cat.
Is that what kind of situation that I'm envisioning? That's what I envision right now at your house.
I just, you know, I make sure they're not, like, full of cancer. Like,
that's fair.
I treat my cats like I treat my car. Like, it gets its oil changed. It, you know, I never go below a quarter tank, so I'm not putting debris through the fuel system. The tires are taken care of. Same with my cat. I do nothing fancy for it, but they don't want for anything either. Like, they got fixed at the right time, and they'll get their little shots once a year.
Do you declaw them?
Hell no. That's horrible, man. That's like cutting off your fingertips.
Yeah, but you got them spayed, neutered, I'm sure, and that's probably just as bad as
declawing. You got me there. In the pantheon of taking things from a living being, genitals over fingertips any day of the week.
I mean, can have my middle fingertip, but you can't take my...
Yeah, like the car, they're not supposed to reproduce. I don't know what to say. And they're brother and sister. They'd gotten to the point he was starting to like get sexually aggressive with her.
Fair enough.
And I was like, okay, this show ends soon.
If that actually happens, would the cat be retarded? The baby, kitten, the kittens?
Well...
How does that work with cats?
I know the answer to this. And apparently, if you inbreed animals enough, yes, they do come up really screwed up, because there is a picture making its rounds through the internet with like a white tiger that they keep saying has Down syndrome, which I think is just a human disease. But it definitely had a screwed up face from being inbred like 100 times over.
So it does have its effects. It's just not immediate. Like if
His parents were brother and sister, and I think probably like the children of a brother and sister or something like that. Like seventh son of a seventh son, but really gross.
Fair enough.
And I'm guessing, that tiger was real. Like I was like, Down syndrome tiger, must Google this. And he's legit. He had a really crap lifespan too. Like compared to a real tiger, they're like 20 years. He had 10 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty messed up, man.
It's like dying at your age.
Yeah, it's pretty. Wow, what fell? That was horribly scary. That was like, it's just your phone. Thank Christ, man.
You heard that loud?
It sounded like, what if we died now? And then there's a thunderclap. It's very ominous.
So as far as getting your cat fixed, not fixed, but behaving.
Getting it to not chew. Well, I just want it to not chew wires. It gnaws on cardboard boxes and crap, but I don't care about that. And it uses my flip-flops as a scratching post, but compared to what it could be scratching, what do I care if it destroys a $20 pair of flip-flops? That's fine. But the headphone wires is a costly habit.
Why don't you just get a whole bunch of these wires and just leave them around? I guess you can't really do that.
It ingests them.
Yeah, I guess.
They're stupid. My cats are idiots. Like, they find ribbons and rubber bands. You know how many piles of vomit with, like, bits of things that would have gone into their intestines and killed them, I find? Oh, I'm just like, God. What is wrong with you two? They have no self-preservation. Like, I'm keeping these two indoors because I was sick of, like, cats getting into outdoor fight problems and coming back with, like, abscesses. And I had one cat who came out literally with her guts hanging out after going missing for a week. Yeah, her intestines were leaking crap into her, like, chest cavity. They had to pull half of her abs, which apparently regenerate in a cat, which is creepy as hell.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they can regrow muscle. Didn't know you could do that.
No idea.
So I was like, enough of that. I'm sick of these little bastards costing me a fortune. You keep them indoors. You don't have to get them all the outdoor shots. You don't have to worry about getting them like a little wheel to replace their paw if a coyote eats it.
What happens when a cat goes outside? I've never talked to a cat owner about this, so I have no idea. Do they just roam?
Oh, yeah.
And then just come back whenever they feel like it?
Yes.
And that's just normal?
Yeah. You just literally...
When do you start putting missing cat signs up? Like,
oh, well, they're always back by the end of the night. Like, if they stayed out that... Okay, they might stay out overnight sometimes, but then they'll be back the next day, like at the door, like, feed me, feed me, feed me.
So I guess I just...
If you don't see them the next morning, something probably happened.
So it's just like a bad teenager.
Yeah, exactly. It's like having a crappy kid. But for the most part, an outdoor cat, depending on how much they love the outdoors, depending on the time of year, like winter, they don't really like going out much. But if it's summertime, you might have a cat that literally is just like jumps on your windowsill. So you see it, it's just like, ew, ew. You open it, it runs in, it has some water, takes two bites of its little kibbles, and then it's just right back to the door, scratching until you let it out.
Huh.
And then it's just out for 4 hours, and then...
It's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. They're low maintenance. I like it.
That is very low maintenance. You don't have to take care of it that much.
No, you just pray that it doesn't, like, tangle with a fox or a tire tread. And that's the kind of the... That's kind of the sad part about sending them out into the world. You really look at like all that can happen, or like just some sociopathic teenager, like the next Dylan Klebold.
Oh my God.
Who's going to get his practice in on a cat. I don't know, man. Like I look at how I let my previous animals out. I'm just like, why? Why? The dog, you know, I kept chaining in the backyard. It's a dog. It can kill anything. It was a big dog. But cats, man, they're little wusses. If they're really cornered by something, they'll get messed up.
I always thought cats were just naturally aggressive. They give that impression that they're just naturally aggressive.
I mean, they can be. They are total, like, I don't want to say apex predators, because I saw that stupid movie that used that word like a million times. I'm trying to remember which one. The three superheroes that film themselves as they got their powers. Yeah, and then they kill each other.
You're on
at
your
the
own,
end.
Buddy.
Spoiler. I don't remember what it was. But they kill the hell out of anything smaller around them. Like, you will not have birds in your yard, chipmunks. When my last cat was, like, on death's door, I mean, looked like a skeleton, dude. It just randomly killed a rabbit. Like, they're good at killing crap. Like, way better than any other animal. They'll just kill stuff left and right.
That's impressive. That's
it
weird.
It truly is.
I've never seen it.
It's odd to behold. I'll put it that way.
I'd love to see a cat just take out a squirrel in my yard.
I've seen him kill squirrels. I've seen him kill rabbits. I've seen Christ knows how many birds. Chipmunks you feel bad about because they're adorable.
Which of those taste the best?
Squirrel. Squirrel, if we're going to be honest. I don't know. You know what? We're going to end this one. I'm going to go on YouTube and look up how to deal with cats chewing things. Because you're right. I hadn't even thought of YouTube.
That's the best place to go for any time you need information. Haven't you figured this out?
Even sex stuff?
Yes.
Really? Now that is something.
You got to log into it, though.
Sexy YouTube? Yeah. All right. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Mark Misla today. Mark, if they want to get a hold of you on Twitter, it's what again?
At Mark Misla. At Mark Misla. It's MarkMisleh.
You want to get a hold of me? It's at Papa's Basement. Show is hosted at inpapasbasement.com. Look up Papa's Basement on iTunes. Subscribe to it. That's the best thing you can do for us. There's two episodes a week. Subscribe, download them both, rate them both, tell your friends about it, collect and trade them all. I don't know. Whatever. Just do a lot of that stuff. Also, check out thespookiescomic.com. I write that with a friend of mine. And last but not least, pfpod.com, a football podcast I do with my buddy Howard. And this week it was Mark, but usually it's Howard. All right, till the next episode. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.